North Korean cyber operatives like the Lazarus Group have been linked to computer system infiltrations like the 2014 Sony Pictures hack prior to the release of the film The Interview and the 2016 attempted theft of close to $1 billion from the Central Bangladesh Bank using the SWIFT banking system. But how did Pyongyang become so adept at hacking while not possessing rich resources and being under tough international sanctions? Korean University professor Sungju Kim says the answer in part is because North Korea's computer hackers operate in China and Europe with easy access to the internet.
North Korea practices their craft under real conditions, like hacking cryptocurrency sites or stealing information. These repeated exercises help to improve the skills.
There are between 6,000 and 7,500 North Korean cyber warriors split into four units to carry out cyber terrorism against state infrastructure, financial services, and to hijack the latest defense technologies, estimates NK Intellectual Solidarity Director Hyun Kwon Kim.
North Korea was inspired by the Chinese cyber war units and learned from them. Recognizing their power, North Korea set up the first unit within the central government in 1993.
With international sanctions crippling Pyongyang's coffers, Kim says North Korea shifted their cyber attacks to private systems rather than government networks because the smaller entities weren't as well protected.
It's a problem of North Korea's high ability and low security.
This has led to allegations that Pyongyang is hacking into cryptocurrency exchanges to steal virtual money like Bitcoin. Sungju Kim says this is because stolen cryptocurrencies are difficult to trace back to their original owner.
To earn cryptocurrency in a legitimate way, cutting-edge computers are required, but North Korea doesn't have them, so they attack computers abroad and hack mining programs.
The hacked computers then send any virtual coins it uncovers to North Korean digital wallets they can convert to hard currency. Kim advocates a detente in the virtual world that's similar to the easing of tensions taking place on the peninsula. However, that may be difficult, as it would require North Korea to admit it committed acts of cyber terrorism. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.